Smooth like butter. Smooth like butter. Smooth like
butter. Motherfucker!
Smooth like butter.
Three of the big things.
Smooth like butter. Smooth like butter.
Deadpan.
Smooth like
butter. Motherfucker!
Smooth like butter.
We are Deadpan.
Deadpan.
Motherfucker!
It occurs to me, this is the first time we've ever talked
it is.
Live,
it's
right?
First time, yeah.
This is, you know, welcome to the 21st century, man. This is, you know, because you and I talk all the time, and I hear your voice all the time, but yet this is our first actual real-time conversation.
I am notoriously bad at talking on the phone, or, I mean, we're not on the phone, but talking voice to voice, it's not one of my strengths.
Oh, is that like, well, you know, there are people who are like that, and actually I'll out him here, even though he probably, well, he won't care. Like, Evo's like that. You talk to him for a minute and he's like, okay, you know, he's done. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't want it. And I know a lot of people like that, and I've actually, I think in my grumpy old age, I've become that way, right? I don't, you know, I have a phone call, I kind of get it. I get it done, and then I'm off. Like, okay, here are the things we need to cover, and then I'm done.
Right.
I mean, actually, there are a couple of people who I will kind of get on and just kind of shoot the shit with, but just in general, you know, I'm, for me now, phone calls are kind of like, all right, state your business.
Right.
And then.
Right.
And
I've just never been much of a chatter.
But no.
For you, Jack, I can chat.
Well, thank you. That's why you were like butter. So
now how are my levels? Because I don't want Mr. Bunny to get upset about whatever. Shout out to Mr. Bunny.
Yeah, I'm sure your levels are good. I hope we're up to his standards.
I hope so too.
Since we know he has such high standards, because you know, look at his wife.
Obviously.
Yes. There you go.
Not settle.
See, that was pretty smooth, right? That was pretty slick.
Like butter.
It was like butter. Yes, it was smooth like butter. You know, and I'm glad I had the opportunity to introduce you and hopefully many others to the brilliance of A Tribe Called Quest, and at least that song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that
every time it comes up on my shuffle at work, I get a little bit happy.
And, you know, I know happy at work tends to be at a premium for lots of us out there in the world.
Yep. Right.
Since it actually says Evil Inc. Just for those who don't follow us as closely, you may not know that, yes, SB here. I'm talking to SB, who's a.k.a. Like Butta at Deadpan. And that's one of the few good a.k.a. names I've ever come up with. And thank you very much, actually, SB, for coming on and taking some time this evening at the end of a long day on the road, no less, to you know, share your warmth and your wit and your wisdom. And I forget where I was going. Oh, yes, that's right. And you work for Evil Inc. And that's why you're on the road, right? You're actually on the Evil Inc. tour.
That's right. That's right. I'm at corporate headquarters in Dallas, Texas, and I'm looking at a Dallas cuisine magazine called The Big D right now in my hotel room. I didn't know that the people in this city actually called it The Big D, but apparently they do.
Yeah, that's my experience now, of course, I know we have some well-established Deadpan listeners who are Texans, but I'm without them thinking that I'm slandering their state, you know, I've noticed that driving through that they make a big deal out of the fact that they're the largest, you know, in of the connected 48.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's on every billboard. And when I watch TV in the hotel rooms, I remember watching a Dallas Stars game in the hotel room, and just every other commercial was like, you know, the other states can't handle us, we're too big for them. And it's just like, wow. So I don't know, it might be a Dallas thing, it might be all over, but yeah, they're awfully proud of being the largest state.
Definitely. But I know Mr. from Texas is not a Dallas boy. He's a South Texas boy, and there's a big difference, as I understand it.
No, it's all the same. Houston, Dallas, it's all the same. It's all one big city.
That's what the Energizer Bunny and Vanimon say about us.
That's right. Yeah, well, sometimes, you know, those foreigners, they'll kind of get the sense that there's New York and California, and then a big, you know, big Dukes of Hazzard episode everywhere in between.
Right. And sometimes.
I was in Northern Arizona just this past weekend, and yeah, I'm pretty sure that, you know, the whole chase went right by me. I do hope Dallas is being good to you, and I hope, you know, I know you're away from your, speaking of SOs, I know you're away from your SO on these road trips. I hope, that you're enjoying. And now is she okay with phone calls, or is it, do you guys just kind of touch base and then just can't wait to see each other?
You know, we talk on the phone. Now we're going to have to Skype, because this is pretty, this is pretty cool. And I don't have a smartphone. I have a dumb phone, I guess. And we were talking tonight, and it sounded like everything she said was a vowel. So I just agreed with everything she said. Not, you know, who knows what I agreed to, but this might be better.
Yeah, she wouldn't have done too well in Wheel of Fortune then.
Right.
So, well, yeah, I have the old flip phone, which there's a time, you know, we're so cutting edge to have like the Star Trek communicator phone, and now that's hopelessly dated.
Right.
But, you know, right. I do hope to move up to this century, sometime in this century. Now, other than Evil Inc., we can talk about, I know some of the, you're actually one of the most avid, maybe not the most, but one of the most avid fantasy readers out there. And you actually turned me on to George R.R. Martin before I'd ever, you know, mm-hmm. before I wouldn't say I'd never heard of him, but before it had ever occurred to me.
Well, before you had pizza with him.
Right, before I actually sat down and had pizza with him. And, which, yeah, and, you know, that ended up being pretty cool, but I did get to at least, you know, mention you to him. So,
oh, that's pretty great. And I just started to reread the series, because I'm getting excited and nervous about the TV show. I'm kind of excited about the TV show, and Sly B is kind of, she's a pessimist about all media, so she's pretty sure that it's going to be disappointing. So between the two of us, we'll probably get to a happy medium of, you know, a show that's okay. But yeah, I mean, I have a lot of faith in HBO series. I'm a big fan of the Charlaine Harris books that have become, you know, sort of the True Blood TV series, although, you know, the books are nothing like the series, because characters that were killed off in book one are, you know, still thriving going into season four of the TV show. But I think HBO knows how to do, you know, it's not TV, it's HBO, right?
Yes, HBO is, that's part of my, even though I didn't have cable, you know, until I was, geez, I don't even know, I was a teenager before I had cable in my house, but I still just remember like that excitement of that awesome HBO theme music for the movie starting, and watching, you know, at your friend's house, all the lights off, ready to watch something, whatever movie it was, even if it was like Gremlins 2.
Right.
Actually, I resist all TV series. I you know, you probably have noticed that about me by now. I really don't. It takes a lot to get me interested in a TV show, or even to get me beyond my resistance. But I really enjoy, there are a couple of HBO TV shows that I really like. And now, having only read the first of the George R.R. Martin books, and you know, I will continue. I will go on, because it was a very, the first one is a really good book. Mm-hmm. I Like you said, I think HBO will probably do it well. And I think, now I know that they have an eye on taking this all the way and maybe even beyond, you know, because George R. R. Martin writes one book every 13 years or so. So,
right. I mean, what I said the other day is maybe the best thing to come out of this TV show is he'll put out book number 5 to try to, you know, try to make some hay off of the TV show and get people to buy some of those books. But wow. Man, it's been 6 years since the last book came out. And I know on the boards, Ditto said, you know, that is ridiculous. He's not going to read the books because of that.
Hey, it's Alfie in Boulder. You are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Deadpan's a motherfucking way. I love you so much, Jack. It hurts how much I love you. You have no idea how much I love you. What?
I fight for the users. Really? Seriously? Somebody got paid to put that down on paper? Somebody wrote that? You gotta be kidding me.
But you know, enough about George R. R. Martin. Damn it. I'm talking to you, SB. This is the SB minute, or SB half hour.
Okay.
We can talk about, we can talk about some of the deadpan goings on, as I did with yeah. with Alf Pan when he was on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there seems to have been a second wind on the Smurf pan, on the Nine Inch Smurfs thing. I received something new the other day, and I've had a couple of really great ideas come through that I certainly hope are going to actually, no pun intended, are going to pan out. But so that, I think we're pretty much to the end. I just sent out the individual tracks to one of the DJs in our midst. So uh-huh. I'm hoping that we'll hear some excellent remixing and all that stuff. I think we should have this thing done and ready, you know, well before the movie, well before the bound to be disastrous Smurf movie comes out this summer.
A final product of the song.
Exactly. And just seeing Rhett just thought of the Nevermore song. But yes, we should have, I don't ever want to put the period at the end of this thing and say it's no one can ever touch it again. But I'd like to have something that we can point to and say I don't think we're gonna have something really slick and polished, but I'd like to have something where we can say, yeah, this is it, and it's not bad, it's pretty good, mm-hmm. and it's fun. And you know what? I did get something out of your camp, which was really wonderful, and I hope you guys were pleased with it too. I thought it was really a great little jolt in the middle to suddenly have the chorus sung in Spanish.
Yeah, I thought that was really great. I had absolutely nothing to do with it.
Well, it was out of your camp. That's,
yes.
Like I said, it was
right. And she was very nervous about that, and she wasn't pleased with it. But I told her I thought it sounded great. So
yes, well, please pass on my appreciation. It was really wonderful. And if you have not heard it yet, then stick around. There should be a blitz around Deadpan in the next month or so for the Nine Inch Smurfs. Some of the other stuff we've got to touch on. We do have to touch on the big news that I dropped last week about the pay stuff. But before that, let's talk about our paluzas, because we actually have two paluzas going on right now, which is the first time we've ever done this around Deadpan. But we're covering two movies, and I do have to be honest with you. So far, the response has been a lot less enthusiastic than in the past. I mean, it might be the movies, it might be the time of year, it might be the fact that I'm not really beating the drum as much as in the past, but I've gotten some stuff for UHF, actually including a voicemail from you. And I've gotten one thing that I have not yet listened to, because I have not yet rewatched The Third Man. But I've gotten one bit of audio for The Third Man and a few small things for UHF, but those are the two movies we're doing, UHF and The Third Man. And anyone out there who has an interest in playing along, then you know, actually, you really should before the timer is running out. We're going to do it next week, which is, what's the date of that? January 25th. Yeah. Well, actually, the 26th is the day I'll be editing it together. So you can get me something on that date for UHF, but I'd prefer it by the 25th.
So the UHF is pushed back a week, which will probably push back Third Man in a week as well.
That's right.
Cool.
So the Third Man will go out on, be the same deal. If you get me stuff on February 1st, I can guarantee you'll be in on February 2nd. If you get me stuff on February 2nd, then it was probably still okay. And actually, that reminds me, I have to also, what is our new voicemail number? It is, our new voicemail number is in my, it is now, our old voicemail number just suddenly and abruptly was no longer there. And I think it had something to do with the K7 company going out of business or something went wrong. And suddenly we didn't have our old voicemail line, which was 206-350-8664. That is no longer. I cannot believe we're 100-something episodes and 50-something unshows in, and our voicemail line was changed abruptly.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to get used to the new one.
The new voicemail line. If you have something to say about UHF or the Third Man, or just something about, you know, the contents of your fridge or song lyrics or anything in general, that number is 480-788-JMDP. That's 480-788-5637. And it's only a matter of time before I go to give out the voicemail number and just recite the last one.
Right.
The dead one, and you'll just be calling, you know, a dead voicemail line. Or you can just email me, and SP, if you wouldn't mind doing the honors, can you tell the fine folks my email address?
Right, that email address is sphericaljackm@gmail.com.
Very well done, thank you.
This is a test of the Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast voicemail line. This is only a test. Were this an actual Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast listener voicemail, it would contain something witty or clever or informative, or perhaps even some combination of those three. However, this is only a test. This now concludes the test of the Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast voicemail line.
On to that next order of business. Is that yes, no? Lots of people have graciously offered to step up. We can cover the Farpoint Media costs. We're basically covered for the Farpoint Media costs, so we can do that and keep Deadpan afloat. However, a lot of people are still contacting me and saying they would like to chip in. Now, for this type of thing, this is not money for me, so it's not like I'm sitting here with, you know, crying through my fake eyelashes. I mean, this is not, you know, Jesus is not telling you right now to reach into your pocketbooks and give. This is, you know, if you want to can still contribute, somebody had the idea of starting a chip-in site, which maybe we'll do. And that extra stuff can go towards stuff for the next Deadpan meetup, which there may be one in 2011 yet. You know, that we're not sure. It won't go towards, you know, buying me cool crap to record with. I mean, I suppose I could justify that if my microphone died. I could dip into that fund and buy a new microphone for, you know, to put the podcast together. But as I said, this is not for, you know, it's not to put rims on my car or to buy hookers and blow, you know, it's to...
Well, I thought you just said, Jack, that the money could go towards the next meetup.
Right. Okay, point taken. But yes, it can go towards getting anyone who's having some difficulty getting here just for financial reasons. I would think that'd be a great way to use it. You know, if there's someone out there who would like to come but can't justify the expense, well then maybe we can help. I think that would be great. Or it can buy us potato chips. So there you have it. And I guess stay tuned at the website at www.jackmangan.com. And I think maybe, you know, a certain generous, cool person out there did offer to kind of help out with the, you know, the money admin stuff. So maybe I'll talk to that cool and generous person about doing the chip in site. And actually, just a little conversation detour. Actually, J.R. Murdoch told me earlier, I was not aware that Patio Books is actually doing something similar right now. So,
Really?
Yeah, talk about a site that I just take for granted. If you, as of right now, today, which is January, well, today is January 18th, if you'll be hearing this within a few days of that, patiobooks.com is actually not up. They're, if you hit the link, then, yeah, they're talking about that they kind of need money to cover their costs. So, you know what? The world is getting more expensive for us all to live in.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Sorry, Jack, I'm not being a very good conversation right now, but I just tried that, and you're right. Welcome to patiobooks.com, sort of.
Yeah, and actually you're doing fine, SB. Hang on a second.
Thank you.
I am never working with her again. No, you're doing fine. No, I'm just kidding. Of course, you're doing fine. And what was the last thing we had to talk about? See, we have so much crap going on. And then the last bit of tedium for those who are still listening out there. And actually, this isn't tedium. I do hope. I think we're good to go, but there's still room in the pool if you want to join us for the earbuds exchange.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I had thought about giving this some kind of name like earwax or something, but, you know, there's no need to be disgusting. I thought, you know, it could be a fun play on words to change the spelling. So instead of wax, like W-A-X, it'd be, you know, earwax, like getting whacked with a, you know, I just thought that could be fun and nauseatingly cutesy, but I just figured earbuds exchange as a nicer ring. And it's, and in case you don't know what that is, we're going to partner off. We're going to pair off everyone who's involved. Everyone's going to pair off. And we're either going to illegally send an MP3 to the other person. Well, that's, of course, if the song is copyrighted, so that the other person can appreciate the song. Or you can send the Groove Shark link, which is not illegal. And then what you'll do is send me some audio talking about why you selected the song that you sent to the other person, and then you'll give your feedback on the song that they sent back to you. And as Lo Pan asked, you know, if it was okay to throw in song snippets, and I say, sure, why the hell not? I mean, be as creative as you would like, and don't worry. You know, we've certainly passed some copyrighted materials before around here, and it's all in fun, and it's all actually for the benefit of the artist. So. Ultimately, it is. So there you go. It's song analysis, and your analysis can be like 10 seconds of like this song that SB sent me is the worst piece of crap I've ever heard in my entire life, or you know, oh my god, this song is so good, or like a 10-minute exposition, whatever you want to do.
Or like I was partnered with Retro, and I had no idea what band he was going to choose, and I was really surprised.
Right. I couldn't believe he sent me Mbop by Hanson, which is my favorite song in the whole universe.
Everyone, this is Chris from the Jesus Geeks, and you are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan.
That's funny. Slybee and her brother have this NSYNC and Backstreet Boys little joke going on that they've had going on for however long boy bands have been around, and they like try to find horrible, you know, band-related stuff to send each other for Christmas. And last year, or the year before, her brother, who lives actually near the Energizer Bunny between Calgary and Edmonton, found some, like, teddy bear that was an NSYNC teddy bear and sent it to her. And, you know, it would be great if somebody sent an NSYNC song, my partner did, so that we could send it to the brother of Slybee for Christmas. That would be awesome. Or we were thinking maybe of switching to something more current, like Twilight, for, you know, to carry the joke on, which has absolutely nothing to do with earbuds, but it's a pretty funny little joke they have going back and forth.
Yeah, and I'm sensing a common theme, you know, between they like to joke about things that pander to teenage girls, basically.
Right.
As in,
and are horrible.
Yes, and are horrible. So they must be huge fans of the Beeb.
Yes.
Or is he just too horrifying for a...
I think we're all just too old to know how horrifying he is, except at the salon where I get my hair cut, I hear a lot of the Beeb.
Oh. Well, you know, also it kind of makes... It doesn't really... Unless you have something really funny to say, really, at this point, it just makes you look really old to really mock on such an easy target. And, you know, it just makes you look old and crusty to rail on him too much. So, no, I'm fine with railing on Twilight and the boy band. Even though the boy bands is kind of a passé thing. I was actually working at Sam Goody during the real push for that. So I saw all of the horrible failed clones of NSYNC and Backstreet Boys come through. You know, we would get all this material. Like, there was some band called Five that was kind of five, you know, pretty doofuses just like them. And
yeah, I actually know exactly that band. My roommate in college was a DJ at the college radio station, so she listened to I like hip hop, so I was gonna say all the terrible hip hop, but I mean, I'm really talking about terrible hip hop in 1989, 1990. It was really bad.
Yeah, that was actually Vanilla Ice era.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the best of times and the worst of times for hip hop. Again, now we're looking old here. We gotta become hip or something, because now we keep showing, revealing ourselves to be late 30s people here.
Yes. Yes. I can't think of anything cool to say, though.
No. Well, I'm sitting here in my hoodie watching Scott Pilgrim playing Xbox. All right. I'm just sounding more and more pathetic. So, anyway, yes, join us with earbuds. We can all sit around and listen to harpsichord music wearing our fucking powdered wigs. And yelling at the kids on our lawn. Now, tell us more, you know, about what's going on in the nonstop exciting life.
You know, I can't even think of anything nonstop or exciting that's going on. I'm at a meeting of the regional vice presidents for my division of my company, and I've been presenting to them for 2 days, and I've been presenting new policies and rules and so forth that they have to follow for 2011. So I'm like the least popular person in Dallas tonight. I really created some anxiety today, so I feel a little beaten up work wise. I don't have anything great in that regard to share with the group, except that, you know, the consistent fact that Evil Inc. is pretty evil, but but that, you know, as much as I complain about it, I'm really lucky to have a job that, you know, is steady and pays me pretty decently, and could be a lot worse.
Well, yeah, I mean, evil never dies.
Right.
And but you know, you do speak the truth. I mean, it's, you know, it ain't funny out there, kids. Well, I'm glad we get to at least touch base and, you know, give you some kind of a change of pace out there then. Because, yeah, that's, you know, even if it was going well, you know, that's got to be exhausting. And yet, yeah, you get to be the bearer of bad news.
Right. You know. Right. For all these vice presidents on this, you know, newish company, because my smaller company merged with this larger company a year ago. 12 months ago. So all of these VPs are from the other larger company, and I'm from the, you know, small company.
Oh.
And I'm like, here, you have to do this, boss people.
Oh, yeah. Kind of thinking of what happened to the guy who had to bring bad news to the Spartans, you know.
Right.
Well, I hope these VPs are all wearing more clothing than that. But, you know, it's still... Since this is our first time ever talking face to face, well, not face to face, but, you know, Skype to Skype, I do appreciate greatly, you know, you and Sly you know, everything that you bring to Deadpan. I've you know, you've been around with us for a while, and you know, and I definitely appreciate what you bring, and you know, the energy you bring, and the positivity you bring, and the friendship you bring, and you know, and you've been really there for me and for everybody. So I think, you know, it's really been great having you around, and everyone's always free to go. It's not like, you know, it's not like where you can check out, but you can never leave. You know, you can move on, but you know, Deadpan would never recover from the loss of SB.
Oh, that's really nice, Jack. And it's, you know, it's been such a great experience for me. I've made wonderful friends at Deadpan, including you, of course, and Lo Pan and Ditto, and I mean, just so many people, CJ and Wander Wolf, and just friends that I know that I'll have for the rest of my life.
That's a great positive. You know, if we, you know, if we didn't really have the resources we had, and Deadpan had to go away, I mean, I know that everyone I'm in touch with now, I would absolutely do my damnedest to stay in touch with, and I hope that a lot of those, right, like you said, I hope that everyone out there will stay in touch. And you know, it's been a lot of fun, and I know the Deadpan podcast itself has been a little bit different of late. You know, just it's been a while, I think, since we've heard the kind of that standard format Deadpan, which is okay, because you know, everyone, as I said, you know, life is getting a lot more expensive and busy for us all right now, and I think it's okay as long as everyone's still enjoying it. I mean, I do hope that if anyone is kind of getting, anyone has any beefs with the way that the podcast itself is going, then I hope that you know, you can feel comfortable to raise it. You know, I think we're all cool on the comments page. So if you did have an issue, you could say it there, or you can email me and say, hey, you know what, I need to hear some more. I need to hear some more contents of the fridge. God damn it, I haven't heard that in 2 years. Which I can't imagine anyone's going to say that, but. I will say before, you know, we still need to read comments, and we've been going for a while, so I'm gonna go grab some comments while I'm chattering away here.
Hi, this is Anya from Buffy Between the Lines, the audio drama, and you're listening to Jack Mango's Deadpan podcast. Deadpan is the way. I left out that one word. Is that okay? I mean, I've seen all manner of customs, and you really don't want to know what some demons do with their mothers. I just have sex with Xander. And where's my paycheck? What?
I actually do have something written that actually is going to be sort of a collaboration with Espy, although her part's done. Her part was done in like 2008, but I'm going to grab something of Espy's, that has something to do with, well, I don't know if I'm going to give the whole damn thing away, but, actually, you know what? Fuck it. It's got to do with, it's got to do with Allen Ginsberg's Howl, which SB actually sent in something a long, long time ago. Actually, it was a stolen paragraph.
It was stolen paragraphs, and it was, I actually, not that this is connected at all to what you're planning, Jack, but I actually recorded that for a dear friend of mine who had lost her husband, and to tragic circumstances, and the poem just reminded me of him, and that's why I had recorded the little piece of that poem, and I hope it didn't ruin your thought process by saying that, but I remember that. I remember that distinctly, doing that.
You know, I remember you telling me that, and that is great that it had you know, that it had a real meaning for you, that you know, it wasn't just like, oh yeah, I had to read it in college and I kind of liked it, that it has a real meaning for you is also really good. I was forced to read it in college, and I kind of thought it was cool. I read that, and it was right around the same time that I was given the book On the Road, and I went on the road when I was 20 years old. My girlfriend at the time and I, we kind of got in her car and drove all over the U.S. And I was reading On the Road, so I kind of dug that whole beat thing, you know, as a young college lad. So So anyway, so that's how I was exposed to the poem, and that is still my connection to it. But there's a movie starring James Franco as Allen Ginsberg. Mm-hmm. I think it's called Howl, which I have not yet seen. But I wanted to bring that to your attention if you had seen it. Have you heard of this movie or watched it?
Well, I have because I subscribe to The Advocate, which is a national gay and lesbian magazine, and he was on the cover recently, I don't know, 3 months ago, and it was kind of uncanny, the photos of him, you know, from the shooting of that movie, how much he looked like a young Ginsberg. I thought it really looked interesting.
Yeah, and
I haven't seen the film.
And that is interesting, right, because those are two guys I do not think of as being anything alike, you know.
Yeah.
Every picture I've ever seen of Allen Ginsberg, he kind of looked like a cranky old man. And, you know, that's not insult. I don't mean that to be insulting to the guy. I mean, he was one of those kind of cranky old men. Imagine that, someone famous for their writing is a cranky old man.
but surely he was in his 20s at some point.
No. He was born, you know, balding with a big bushy gray beard. I'm sure he was born that way.
Unbathed and...
Yeah.
Scowling.
Right. So there you go. I'm going to check out the movie. And that, there, after all that, I am going to send you some comments to read. If you are ready to read some comments.
I'm ready.
All right. I'm going to send them to you through Skype, so they'll come through as instant messages. Let me see how many we have. We have, well, it's like 6 or 7. Is that too much, or are you going to be all right?
No, I'm good.
All right. This is not the first of the week. We're actually going to go backwards, but here you go.
Amy Bowen says, I agree. Future me is not to be trusted at all. Good night, Pan.
Oh, very well done. Actually, I'm not even ready for the next one. Here it is.
Vanamon says, I've been rather underwhelmed with the iPad, so the Zoom holds little interest.
Very well done. The next one is away.
DJ Bunny says, I find my phone does anything I need.
Oh, you know what? This is a duplicate. I had this one twice, but you don't have to read it twice.
Okay. Justa Joe says, ditto has denologies. He really does. It's true.
Yes, ditto has mad knowledges. All right, here's yet another.
Jeremy from Seattle says, 104zies.
All right. I think you know this next person.
Oh. She's verbose. SB says, good news, Ed. Nothing worse than dental junk. Oh, God. Hilarious moment from the Shameless previews for next week. Love the show so far, by the way. Quote, your dad gave me a condom, unquote. Quote, he must like you. He usually just gives boyfriends dental dams. End quote.
Very good. All right. That is very well done. And now the first of the week.
First of the week. Lost Ralph says, firsties.
All right. That was perfectly done.
Oh, thank you.
It's way better than that fucking low pan. God. So much better. Oh, my God.
Listen to him, Lopan.
No, I kid the Chinese elder gods. Now, Lopan is another one who's done, you know, his friendship for, you know, to me and to Deadpan is beyond calculation. I do want to thank you very much, SB, for coming on and for being like Butta.
Well, I enjoyed it. I did.
Say hello to your SO when you do get home, and I tell her that we do have to meet you guys eventually. You know, you guys do have to make it down here for a meetup eventually.
I will pass that along.
All right, thank you, and actually, I hope she'll listen to this one at least.
Oh, you know, I think she might get mad at me for saying this, but I think she listens more than I think she does, and I think she lurks on the boards a lot more than anybody thinks she does, and I probably should watch what I say more than I do, but it doesn't. No, I kid, but she is a lurker and a listener.
See, we so need a Real Housewives of Deadpan. there so needs to be a reality TV show. We can have Slimy, and we can have Mr. Bunny, and
yeah. And well, and eventually they'll all join us like T-Cat did.
Exactly. Yep. She crossed over, and you know, and like Hugh, you know, it started out with just Andrea, and then we got Hugh Smarty Hottie, and of course, you know, I don't know how much detail they want going out, so I am just going to give a huge high five and a huge, you know, fuck yeah for the great news that Hugh and Andrea received recently. So, you know, it should go out on Pan. You know, that is awesome. And that's it. And well, you know, and thank you. I know I'm keeping you up late here, so I'm going to, I think we'll shut this one down, but thank you again, SB. And, you know, you have to, definitely have to come on again.
All right. It's a deal.
I was gonna ask you about if you're gonna listen to your own episode while you're in the tub.
You know, I will be home, so I just might.
well, no, that's cool.
Yeah, you can leave that in.
All right, I'll find a way to drop that in.
And, okay.